golden opportunity for us to really, you know, make a statement in this particular game. And just came up a little short. It wasn't because of lack of effort. This, you know, when you shoot 29%, man, you should be getting smoked, really. But I thought our defense was the difference. We created havoc on the defensive end and had some opportunities to knock some shots down and just couldn't knock shots down. But let's give Kansas a lot of credit. I thought, you know, their experience paid off for. I thought Robinson was a big difference in the second half. First half, you know, we had a nice little momentum there with the tip in and coming out. We had some things to go that we were doing well. And then it just seemed like all of a sudden they started hitting the paint. It was a 5-rebounding edge for them at halftime, and that turned into 20. And when that takes place and you're not making shots, even though you can create turnovers, your odds of winning are not very good. But let's credit them. Our guys fought. You know, it's a 13-point game, and we cut it to 4. And Tyrell makes a big shot for him. That's what seniors do. That's what senior guards, that's what they do. They put him in position. He made plays. And so with that being said, again, we just came up a little short, went because of lack of effort.
How much did foul trouble your bigs inside help their rebounding presence and how they scored inside?
Well, I thought it helped them because I think once Ricardo got that third foul, it just seemed like, and it's like the same thing that took place at their place. We brought some guys off the bench that we thought would really, you know, really give us a lift. And it seemed like they got more physical, really started attacking the glass. And then, of course, you know, those stick backs, those offensive rebounds where they get in, put in there, and they had a couple of them where and ones, they kind of break you back. And so, again, the war was won in the paint. And I thought in the second half they really took us to us there. Although we got to the free throw lines, I think, 35 times, that means we were doing some good things as well. Well, he just got somehow. We'll figure something out, you know, whether we get somebody else out there. We need him to play. We need him to play. Bowers is playing at a high level right now. He needs some help.
Mike, it almost seems like the last few games that Marcus and Bowers are the only ones that you're getting much out of. How hard is it to get guys in and out of the game when you're really only getting much out of those?
Well, that's, you know, when you talk about being efficient, you know, I thought early on we were efficient, you know. Then we got some guys right now just not they're not giving us that productivity that, you know, that we've had throughout the year. And that's you want to continue to play the style of defense, but you got to have guys make plays. That's the bottom line. We got guys that in position because, with that being said, a lot of people keying in on those guys. And so now, you know, Dixon's got to step up and make some plays. Matt's got to do some things for us. Fields got to make some plays for us. So this is the time of year that, you know, those guys should know now what is expected of them. But we just didn't get it out in this particular game.
Seems like you guys drove the lane a lot more today than you did on Tuesday. Is it something that you did by design, and did you do it as much as you probably wanted to?
We had the game plan that we had up there at their place. That was to attack them. Thought we did a good job, got their guys in foul trouble. We got to the line. We're an attacking team. That's what we do. You got to make shots, though. You got to make shots. And obviously, when you shoot, you know, 3-for-23 from three-point land, that's not typical of our basketball team. But let's give Kansas some credit, too. Their defense was good. It was pretty good.
Coach, you mentioned, obviously, you know, the three-point shots were off tonight. You said Kansas did a good job defending. Did you notice them doing something specifically?
No, they just got in the lanes, and I didn't think we did a good job of making hard cuts and attacking. And once we did go inside in the second half, we just didn't finish. We went to Ricardo, I think, 2 or 3 times, and we just didn't finish. We had some opportunities in there. We just didn't finish.
Mike, what's the single most important thing you need to do going into Kansas City to turn this
thing back? I think we just got to get some more guys that are producing. I think they got less thinking and more playing. And that's what we got to do. We got to get some guys that were just – I thought, you know, as you saw the start of the game, I thought we had some guys that had nerves going, but then when the nerves are going, the next thing that follows, you start thinking. And then you start putting that doubt. You know, with the way we play, there's no doubt. But there were some periods there where we did some good things. I thought we ranched it up with our defense. And But we'll be ready. We'll be ready to play. It's a different season now. It's a different. Everybody's 0-0. So we'll be ready. I have the utmost confidence in this team, and that's where I think some of the leaders got to step up. I think Marcus got to be continue to be vocal. I think a guy like Kimmy, who's struggling, I think some guys got to pick him up, and because we've seen him, some things he's capable of doing to help our basketball team. And we got to get one, Ricardo. We got to get those forwards going, and our bench has got to really pick it up for us. And that's the key, I think, in tournament play. It's about the energy and hopefully execution. Your defense has got to be good, kind of keep you in there until you can make some shots.
Mike, as far as preparation for Kansas City, what's your approach? Do you push this group? Do you back off of them? What happens?
We just go about it like we always have been at this point. This time of the year, I think, you know, it's more tuning up right now. Tune it up and go play.
Coach, now with the entirety of the regular season now, that you can look at it as a whole, what's the biggest or greatest lesson that you'll take away as a head coach, looking back at the entirety of the season?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things we haven't been we have four guys we're trying to integrate, and I think that's why you see the inconsistency. I think we've got to get better defensively as a whole. I think in changing the approach, you know, because most guys, when they come out of high school, wherever they come from, especially with this team here, with what we lost the previous year, I thought they were more brought the mindset from the game from the offensive side of the ball as opposed to the defensive side of the ball. So I think these guys have learned some valuable lessons.
Coach, we're seeing teams top to bottom with games in the Big 12 this year. What are your thoughts?
Repeat that.
What are your thoughts for next week? We're seeing teams, you know, top to bottom.
Oh, I think on any given day, a lot of things can take place, and I think in that tournament you'll see that. I think it's been the tale all year long. You know, teams did a good job in terms of protecting their home court, and obviously even the day, you know, we hadn't lost at home, but a good Kansas team came in and they did what they had to do. Now you go to a neutral site, anything possible. I think. We've seen some teams start off real hot and kind of tail off at the end here. You'll see some teams pick it up at the end. So it's a fun, it's an exciting environment, and it's new life for everybody. I mean, again, the NCAA qualifier is going to be the team that wins that tournament.